But Lauren Sapplett here from Berwick Barnett Speedway. Hello.
Hello there, Carl. Hi.
So, we're just going to talk about the new season, which is starting in, well, I think the first meeting, as I say, is starting on the 17th of March.
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
Just to start, for the people who are listening, don't know what Speedway is, what is Speedway?
What is Speedway? It's four blokes on a bike who race for two different teams, who race basically at 60 to 70 to 80 miles an hour on a very tight oval track over four laps. And the points that they score total up to the end of the match, and the one with the most points wins the match. It's an extremely exciting sport. It's raw. It's not a nicey sport. It's quite raw, in terms that the bikes go from 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds, and they're flying towards a very sharp left hand bend, four riders abreast. So it's very exciting in that respect. It's sort of a throwback to the old charioteers days of the old Roman Empire, and there's nothing else like it in the world of sport today. But yeah, it's a thriving sport in the Northeast, and well, people should get along to see it.
And it is right that they don't have brakes.
They don't have brakes, no. To have brakes would actually be more dangerous, because if you're in a situation where you're going round a bend sideways, as they do broadside round the bends, and a situation arises where you've got to jam your brakes on, you could have three riders behind you who could pile into the back of you, and before you know where you are, you're in a massive pile-up. So it's better not to have brakes.
For the first time, yeah, it's better not to have.
Better not to have brakes, yes.
So the first fixture, as I say, is on the 17th of March, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the Polyfoam Fence Individual Championship.
Yes, that's right. It's to raise money for the new fence that they're getting fitted this year. We'll talk about more about that in a moment or two. And they've got Davey Watt and Oliver Allen from the Elite League, two riders who have raced at the top level of World Speedway over the last few years. These riders are giving their services free of charge, simply because all the gate receipts will then go to paying for this new fence. And it's vital, even though those riders possibly won't ride again at Shield Field this season, they can see that there's benefit in making a track in this country safer. And Polyfoam Fence is exactly what it's all about. It's to make the riding safer, and the riders, to be honest, get a little bit more confident. One of them has already said that, if Berwick are getting one of those fences, we can play harder, which would be for some more exciting racing. So it's a vital meeting, and we really need a good crowd for that.
And it's great that they're doing it for free, basically.
Well, yes, yeah, this is it. Every rider who will appear, there'll be 16 riders plus reserves, and every rider who appears on that track will not be taking a wage that night. Every penny that comes through the turnstiles will go to that the fence fund.
It is fantastic, that, actually. So there are many new things for the 2012 season, including the Polyfoam Fence. You can tell us a bit about that.
Yes, well, the Polyfoam Fence is your state-of-the-art fence. Most clubs have either wire mesh or sort of three-quarter inch board fence. Now, if a rider hits that, yes, it slows them down, but it's still quite a solid thump, and this is where you get broken bones. Now, a polyfoam fence is a step beyond the recent innovation of the air fences. Now, the air fences are sort of an airbag right around the bends of the speedway fence. Problem with those are you can end up going underneath the air fence, or you can be bounced off it as a bouncy castle and bounce back into the path of the riders who are coming on. But the polyfoam fence, which has been developed with the aid of Formula One, in fact it is Formula One approved, it's a very soft foam fence, very 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 rigid as well, but and when you hit that, it's soft, but it stops you, and it doesn't throw you back, and it absorbs all the energy of the crash, and it's the safest fence that's available for Speedway at the minute. And it's and the fact that Berwick are investing around about £45,000 in getting this fence up and running is an immense tribute to the club for rider safety.
Yeah, it is. There are also some changes to the team lineup for the new season, with some new faces there as well.
Yeah, some new faces. The last month has been an absolute nightmare because there's been some very late changes. Coming back from last year, Lee Complin, a lad from Sheffield, he's going to skip at the side. Very exciting. Just hope that he misses the gate, because his overtaking manoeuvres around the outside bend are incredible. Sebastian Alden, he's a Swede. he's coming back. Alexander Edberg, back from injury last year. He took an awful crash last year, to be honest, and we're delighted to see that he's going to make a return. But yes, you see, new faces. There's a Czech rider, Filip Sutura, a young lad, 23 years old. A great pedigree of riders from the Czech Republic, and he's come with some high recommendations indeed. Michael Hetrick, he's just joined the side from Germany. He's coming back from a fairly nasty injury a few years ago, but before that, it looked as if he was going to climb high up the world rankings. So we're looking forward to great things from him. There's a French lad, David Belagro. He rode for Glasgow last year. Glasgow won the league last year, and some of the guys up at Glasgow have already told us that we're in for a treat. He knows how to ride a big track, and it's going to be exciting. But possibly the biggest new face for Berwick, coming in place of Cozza Smith, the Australian. Cozza picked up an injury when he was riding in the Australian Championships just in December, having already signed for Berwick for this year. Well, Ricky Ashworth is one of the big names in the Premier League, rode for Sheffield for most of his career, really rides well on the big tracks, is a tremendous exponent of the exciting form of speedway that we love up at Berwick, and he's coming in place of him. Ricky, big surprise, I think, when people heard that he was joining Berwick. He had actually been connected with Plymouth beforehand, but he's sort of cut his ties with that line, and he's coming to Berwick, and we're expecting big things. He's actually come in as the club's new number one in place of Seb Alden, so big news.
And I was very surprised when I read that, actually. I really was.
Not the only one. And I wrote it.
So we will be talking more about Speedway. A great thing. We could go till the show finishes at 7 o'clock.
We could.
Yeah. But we will take an interval, some say, and we'll play Mental as Anything, Live It Up. And we're talking to Lawrence Apple, who is in the studio.
I am, yes.
And on Friday, March 2nd, there will be a talk in the Black and Gold about the new season, if I'm correct.
That's right. It's a spectacular lineup as well. It'll be in the Black and Gold, as you say. I think tickets are £3, if I'm not mistaken. But the lineup for that talking is going to be quite spectacular. Now, we're talking about the polyfoam fence earlier on. Now, most of that fence is going to be installed across that weekend, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Now, one of the guests is Colin Meredith, who is a former promoter, former rider, but he has to go around and inspect all the tracks. So he's coming up to have a look at the fence in situ. And then he's going to be talking to the fans about track safety, about why he has to do these track inspections. Probably going to be very interesting for the fans, because it's something that they don't get a chance to normally see. So they can fire questions at him and find out what track safety, track preparation is all about. There's a world champion coming from the early 90s, Jarno Pedersen. He's a Danish rider. Now, he actually rode as a demonstration at the old Berwick track, Berrington Loft, back in 1990. So he's coming along. Should be very interesting. They were fire questions at him. David Hoggett, he's the Sheffield promoter. He was very much instrumental in bringing Ricky Ashworth to Berwick, as it was his former rider. So again, very interesting. Ricky will be on the panel, as will Michael Hetrick, the German, who was brought in place of Brenton Barnfield, another rider, incidentally, who picked up a nasty injury in Australia this year, having signed for Berwick. So it's not been good if you're an Australian and signing for Berwick before the season. But yeah, it's going to be a very entertaining night. There's going to be some. It gives the fans a chance to ask people questions in Speedway that they normally don't get the chance to, and get some answers that they might be quite surprised at what they hear. So it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, and £3. What you call a bargain?
Absolutely. Yes.
The grand pre-season dance at Berwick Rugby Club on the evening of Saturday, March the 10th, a week before the first fixture.
That's right, yes. Well, it has to be a week before, because we've got to have the riders fresh before that. They won't be fresh after that. Most of the riders would be there, and there'll be some live entertainment and the usual stuff. But yeah, it'll be a good night. It's a good way. Berwick are one of the few clubs, to be honest, in the country that open their season with a pre-season dance. Every club finishes their season with some pre-season celebrations and the like. But Berwick are, as I say, one of the few that actually open their season with a celebration. And with the way that team's looking, I think they could be well worth a season to celebrate. Why not start early?
And, of course, celebrating when the season's finished and before it started gives everybody a bit...
It's a nice bookend at the end of the season, yeah, that's right.
And season tickets A bit like football, but this time for Speedway. Now available.
Now available, yes. Probably the best if anyone's after a season ticket, go to the Berwick website, which is www.berwickbandits.co. There's no UK on the end of it. That's the address.
I always thought there was a type mistake with that.
No, that is correct. It's general throughout Speedway. If you want to go to any Speedway club's website, you take the team name, Berwick Bandits, Newcastle Diamonds, Pool Pirates, whatever, and just add .co on the end and you'll find their website, which is quite handy because you can find anyone you want. And all the details of season tickets, telephone numbers to ring for the season tickets, the tickets for the events and the like are all there. And it's the best place to start looking for any information about Berwick Speedway.
And I'm going to try and go this
year. Yeah, don't miss out on
it. I really used to enjoy it. Work has gotten in the way. I do have Jordan, mate.
It's a couple of hours on a Saturday night, that's it, you know.
That's what I'll tell him. He might not say, won't you? But
but you can try.
And I will try and go along. And, of course, thank you very, very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.